Hello, everyone, and welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential, brought to you by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. Coming up on tonight's show, it is running back Deshaun Bishop. But before we get to Deshaun, we bring in Will Crockett of the Volunteer Club. And Will, you've got a really unique experience for the Florida and Alabama games for those Volunteer Club members. A unique chance to be down on the river and tailgate before that game.
Yeah, so we're going to do something that's never really been done before. We have some boats out in West Tennessee at Choctaw Transportation. They're going to float two barges up here all the way from West Tennessee, dot them at Volunteer Landing downtown. We're going to have concerts. We're going to have a home run derby with our baseball team. We're going to have dinner with Joey Kent on the barge, have tailgates for Florida and Alabama, something that you've just really never seen before.
A wiffle ball home run derby.
Wiffle ball home run derby, that is.
Who's pitching that?
You. Would you like to?
Yes, let's do this.
So that is something we have to confirm with Tony on who he feels comfortable with throwing. We don't want the pitchers getting messed up throwing a wiffle ball.
Yeah, I think it's me. I think it's got to be me. I mean, I think it's who it's got to be. I've got a nasty backdoor curve.
Yeah. Well, with the wiffle ball, it's pretty easy.
One would imagine. We'll play cup ball, too. as for other things going on, the Volunteer Club pop-up shop, which is downtown, open every Friday, continues to get a lot of traction. A lot of good merchandise down there.
Yeah, so we've been doing that since the first home game. It's gone really well. So each Friday, whether home or away, the store is open starting around 11 each day. We're trying to have different players, coaches come down there as they can just to try to get people, you know, to come down and see it. We have a lot of good stuff, unique stuff that you don't see in other stores. So if anybody has a chance, if you're downtown, you're walking by it, definitely pop in.
If you're in the Knoxville area and you're looking for a dentist, check out my great friends at Knoxville Smiles, Dr. Malone, Dr. Costa. They do great work, a lot of cosmetic dentistry. Now let's hear from them.
I'm Tennessee basketball player J.P. Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Y'all have a bigger chair?
Deshaun, what's this ride been like, man? I mean, you know, you come in and, you know, you just kind of went about your business and earned this playing time, and you've been having all this success. What's it been like?
I say it's been tough, especially coming off the injury, you know, not having a lot of experience playing at this level. But I say it's been fun, though, actually getting to put in the work and seeing this actually finally pay off. And I think it's truly just like a blessing, you know, that where I was with my injury, you know, like you never know how you're going to come back with stuff like that. So just me keeping faith in God, and he has put me on the path where I'm able to perform on Saturdays at a high level.
When you go back and you get injured, take me through what you're thinking, because I don't think you've really ever dealt with a big injury like that before. So all of a sudden now you're sidelined.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, I don't know what to really think, you know, like kind of just like questioning, like, dang, like, why me, you know, at the time. But again, though, you know, like, I feel like everything happens for a reason, you know, and I'm kind of a little bit glad, like, I got hurt, you know. Well, not, like, really, like, glad I got hurt, but, like, glad I got to go through that process, because it made me who I am today, and it really made me the hard worker I am right now.
You go back to high school, you run for a million yards.
Yeah.
But you're sitting there and you're going to Coastal, but you choose to walk on here over taking the scholarship at Coastal. Mm-hmm. Why do you feel like more people did not pull the trigger on offering you? Because that's the question I get. They've all watched you run the last few weeks, and everybody goes, what happened in high school? Why did teams not take a chance on him? He's really good. And I'm like, I don't know if it was the workload or if, you know, it was the competition or what it was.
Sure, I don't really know. Like, I kind of like wonder myself a little bit, but you know, like, I don't really like try to worry about this stuff no more. Like, really worry about it at all, to be honest. Like, I guess it was more just probably the workload, you know, and I really don't know. I couldn't answer that question for you. Like, I kind of want to ask sometimes, but, you know what I mean? It is what it is, you know what I mean? I feel like there's bigger, like, opportunities down the road, especially, like, with me being here at Tennessee. Just feel like to open up a window for whatever I have in mind, you know?
You bet on yourself.
Oh, yeah, for
with,
sure.
With here. Yeah. And so, like, when you got here and you look around the room and there's all these scholarship guys, I don't think you ever looked at yourself as walk-on and them scholarship. You just kind of put your head down and went to work.
I mean, yeah. You know, kind of get overshot a little bit being in the role I am in. But, I mean, you know, you approach it every day, you know. Like, I'm by far, like, probably one of the hardest workers on the program right now. So, I mean, I believe in myself wholeheartedly, you know. Like, if I didn't believe I could play here, man, I mean, I wouldn't have came here, you know, and didn't really know the situation I'd get into, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, God has a plan, and I believe he's brought me here for a reason, and to show people that, I mean, I can play at this level, you know, so you know, I'm really worried about.
You look around this football team, walk on, you're balling. Will Brooks, walk on. He's balling. Even a guy like Miles Kitzelman, now he came from Alabama, but before that, he was a no-star that decided to go to JUCO just to take a shot and then just kind of developed. I mean, it kind of shows, you know, if you have the right mindset and the right work ethic, you can work your way into, you know, just doing about anything you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a tougher role, you know. Like, you're already probably overshadowed a little bit from all the other guys, you know, but, I mean, if your work ethic is there, you know, I mean, God will reward you with it, you know. So that's why I just pride myself on, like, just working hard, you know. And then basically, like, when you're on the field, man, that stuff, I don't really think that stuff matters, you know. Like, everybody's out there trying to compete, you know. And I feel like we're all equal at the end of the day.
You're right. The stars don't matter once you get here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What was the biggest thing you learned coming here? Like, you talk about the adjustment. What – high school to here, what was the biggest adjustment? And then where do you feel like you just like rolled right in and it was no big deal?
I say the biggest adjustment was probably just getting my flow, you know. I mean, it's a lot of different than high school, you know. I'm not going to more, a lot of meetings, you know. Practices are a little bit longer, you know. And just a competitiveness, you know. But I've always been a competitor. So that's really wasn't too big for me. And probably a lot just like, it was probably just like outside the facility, you know, just the out world, you know, friends, women, like all that other stuff that college has to bring, you know, and that my purpose is not for like the outside world, to be honest, is here to take care of business and that's play football and get a degree and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing I had to realize, you know, coming here, that all those distractions, you got to kind of just, like, block them out, you know.
Coach Sims comes in. You had Coach Mack to begin with, and Coach Sims comes in, and he's bragging on you the other day, talking about just how you have a notebook everywhere you go.
Yeah.
What's in that notebook?
Shoot.
Besides just notes from meetings, like, are there other things in it?
I say just my personal thoughts, you know. I recently got into like just the mind and like getting deeper in your thoughts, because I feel like the mind is what controls everything, you know. I mean, your strength and physical power, you know, and ability to do that, but if you have the right mindset to stuff, like, you can do, you're a very powerful person. And I watch a lot of videos and just like TED Talks and stuff of how people talk about how you can just build your mind up to where, like, there ain't nothing too big you can overcomplish, you know, and stuff like that. So it's basically just a lot of stuff like that, just a lot of good self-positive talk, you know, and just basically little stuff like that. Just, it's kind of a little hard to explain, but I feel like later down the future I'll be able to explain a little more.
What do you feel like your best attributes are as a running back?
True. I mean, I think I'm well put together, you know. I don't think I really have a lot of flaws, you know. I think something I'm showing a lot more now is like speed. I feel like it goes back to like on the recruitment day. I don't think a lot of people said I showed a lot of speed, you know. And I feel like I'm a lot more explosive, like, especially coming after my injury, you know. You'll never know how you're going to perform after that. And I say my vision is pretty solid. Well, not solid. It's pretty up there. And I don't know, I just take my overall play. I have a real good feel for the game, you know. Like, I feel like I see cuts before they're even happening. I set up blocks very well. And just stuff like that.
Patience?
Patience is another big thing that I've been working on since, like, middle school, you know. I used to grow up, like, watching Le'Veon Bell and stuff like that.
He was a great patient
yeah,
runner.
Yeah. So I just try to mock him, you know. And, like I said, I just got a good feel for the game, I gotta say.
Let's go back. You bring up middle school. Like, when did you know you were going to be good? Like, was there a moment, like, playing, you know, grass cutters or middle school ball where you're like, I'm pretty good at this?
I say for me, just like imaginary playing with myself at home, you know? Like, I knew at one point in time in my life, like, I would play football, you know? I used to just talk about it all the time at home. And my mom finally let me play it my sixth grade year. And I kid you not, first time I touched the ball, I scored. And I knew something. I knew right from there it was special. You know, like, I had to – I'm going to play at the highest level. And I just stuck with it throughout high school, you know. Really took took football serious more when I got into high school. And it's brought me here, you know, and I can never be grateful, you know. I'm truly blessed, you know, that especially, like, a lot of kids, like, especially around here, don't get the opportunity to even go to college, you know, or even get to play on a college team. So I just say it's truly a blessing to be where I'm at right now.
When you look at your high school career, you had a lot of great moments.
Yeah.
You had some great games on TV on Rivalry mm-hmm. Thursday with us. Had that yeah. 6-touchdown performance against Campbell County. One of up. 2 6-touchdown performances that year.
Yeah.
You beat Oak Ridge, mm-hmm. you know, on TV. First time in 30 years. What was the moment for you? Like, was there a moment where you just kind of, like, that was it? Like you were proud of what you had kind of, I mean, I'm going to call it what it is. You'll be more selective. I'll be blunt. You made Carnes cool.
Yeah,
you know, and so like, was there a moment though where you're like, "Man, we did it! Like, we, you know, we've arrived for us."
I mean, yeah, I say that's the biggest thing, you know. Like, I'm gonna have my own accomplishments, you know, like Mr. Footballs and stuff and whatnot. But I ain't gonna lie, I did most of it. More of that was towards them, you know. Like, I say the probably the best moment was when we won our first playoff game, you know. Like, I don't really think people understand how, like, meaningful that meant for, like, not just me, like, for the whole program, you know, and the whole Carnes community, you know. Like, it's crazy. They still keep up with me now until this day, you know. And I say that's just probably the biggest moments I cherish with them, you know. Like, I don't think I'll ever get those moments back, you know. I still stay in contact with some of the players now into this day, and I'm rooting for them always, no matter if they don't win a game, you know. They won 2 this year. So I think those moments with those guys in the locker room, on the field, even at practice, you know, even the weight room, man, I don't get those moments back for sure.
You go back to your high school career, and I think this says a lot about you. You had a lot of schools, and we're not going to name schools, but you had a lot of schools pulling at you to transfer.
Yeah.
You know, come here, play here, come play there, and you were super loyal to Carnes when you didn't have to be. Carnes has been a down program for a long time, and you said, I'm going to put this place on my back and carry them. What made you want to do that? Because, let's face it, today the natural reaction for most kids is to take the easier path.
That's what – just go back to what I said. I mean, the relationship we built in just, like, short, like, 2 years, you know, my sophomore year. And I fell in love with the coaches, the players, the school, to be honest. I mean, the school is an amazing place to be at, like – I just think, like, the connection I built, especially with Brad Taylor, Reed Lindsey, my running back coach Marcus, and a bunch of others, like, it's just a connection that I cherish forever. I mean, they took real good care of me, too. And, you know, like, transferring and having to worry about, like, who someone is, you know, and getting to know someone when I just have this program here who's going to feed into me, you know? And you can say I carried cards and whatnot, but I mean, it took 11 guys, you know? I mean, my offensive line, my junior year was probably the best offensive line we had all year, you know? And those guys pride about my yards too. Like, they thought it was like their yards too and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and so I think I get a lot of the praise, but I mean, shoot, those guys put the work in too, you know, and they got me to where I am too. So
how much you hear from those guys?
Not a lot, you know. I mean, because again, everybody lives their own lives, you know.
Yeah, go their separate ways.
Yeah, I'm in my own life here, and like, but I know deep down inside, like for me, deep down inside, man, I cherish those guys forever. I love those boys, man. And if they watch this, you know, and they hear this, man, they hold a special place in my heart for sure.
What makes you smile? It can be football. It can be off the field. What brings a smile to your face?
I think it's just making other people happy, you know? Like, I see more excitement from when I do good from other people than I kind of do my own self, you know? And I guess that's why, like, I kind of cherish some moments at Corinth a lot, you know? And to see, like, people act that way and see a school that hasn't really had, I don't think, much joy in their football program. And to see when I come there, like, it just changes, you know? And I see it change from, like, my freshman, sophomore, to junior, to senior, and to now, like, I still put a smile on those people's faces, even when I'm not there, you know? And when I do get the chance to go back and talk to the kids or just watch a game, you know, and people, like, even seeing that, you know? So I guess it's just making other people happy, especially, like, people like my family, man, they're excited, man. They really like watching me play out there and is happy that I'm back out there playing.
We'll talk more about football coming up, but first, the great people at Knoxville Smiles.
Knoxville Smiles, depend on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
Our question from the Volunteer Club app this week comes from one of the Volunteer Club tailgates.
What's their favorite thing about being a volunteer?
Favorite thing about being a ball?
I'd say my favorite thing about being a ball is probably running through the T on Saturday nights. I mean, there's no moment like that. It's it is the greatest entrance in college football. Probably the greatest entrance in the world.
So you were in 25, yeah. And right before the season, they move you out of that because of special teams to 18. Was 18 given to you, or did you pick 18?
I guess it was one of the numbers that was available. And
why did you pick it then?
I don't think that's a question you got to ask me, you know. I think that's a higher-up question.
So they gave it to you?
I mean, that was just the numbers that were available that I would wear, I would say.
I told you, I'm a big numbers guy. And yeah. I was like, oh, that's terrible. And then you've made 18 look cool. I'm like, this kid's turned 18 into an actual running back number.
Yeah, I say people get a little just carried away with the numbers thing. I feel like the person makes the number.
So you're telling me I get carried away with the numbers thing?
I mean, some people can. I mean, if you're people.
It's probably true. But you're right. You didn't make it yourself.
Yeah. And I looked a little bit over the country, and there's a couple running backs with number 18s, and it don't look too bad on them, but I think it looks a lot better on me. You feel what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Nobody carries the confidence like Deshaun. When you broke in for the touchdown,
yeah,
first time, what's going through your head? Are you taking it in? Are you looking around the stadium?
Shoot.
And was it better that time or the two night touchdowns?
I say the second touchdown of the Kent State game was when was my probably my favorite. I felt like at myself, it felt like I was playing at Carnes, you know, and I felt like I was moving good and felt like everything was just smooth, you know. That's probably the more favorite one I had. But just overall, like, my mindset was just like, dang, like, was just thanking God the whole night after that, you know, that I came from sitting on the couch in Stokely watching the games to now scoring in Neyland, you know. And I think that's just probably the biggest blessings that I've received all year, you know. And it just shows that, I mean, I prayed for nights like this, you know. I preached about it, you know. I'm like, manifested this day and those times happening, and it finally came true, and could just be more blessed, you know.
You talk about sitting on that couch. Was there doubts at that point? I mean, you're a pretty confident guy, but I mean, were there doubts when the injury first happened, just because, you know, you've got a just more hole to climb out of?
I don't say more doubts, probably just a little bit wary, you know, that I'm aware that when, you know, who knows how, if I was even going to come back from the injury, you know.
Yeah.
And when I came back from the injury, I was probably going to be at the bottom of the depth chart, you know. And but I guess that goes to just my prayers, you know. I mean, anything I worried about, I just prayed to God about it and just go from there.
What are you having your most fun when a play call comes in? Like, is there a particular play that you're like, okay, this is my kind of play? I mean, is it going right, going left? I mean, is it off tackle? Do you like between the tackles? What, you know, when one comes in, is there one that kind of catches your eye more than the most?
Shoot, nah. To be honest, I really attack every play that they bring, you know. I don't think there's any play I like more, any play I like less. You know, I can make something happen out of any play, to be honest. Whether it's a pass route, whether it's a run up the middle, where it's an outside run, where it's a gap scheme run, you know. I think just kind of all around comfortable with all the runs, to be honest, and all that type of stuff.
When Coach Mack left and Coach Sims comes in, like, Coach Sims, I think, maybe recruited you a little bit when he was at Louisville.
Yeah.
So you maybe knew him a little bit.
Yeah, I've talked to him before.
So did you like that hire? Was that something like, you know, you guys have really started to click? What's that relationship been like?
I mean, I didn't really mind it, you know. Felt a little more comfortable knowing that I knew the guy that they were bringing in. And should our relationship's been stronger ever since. And the more he got to be around us, and the more he is coaching us, I mean, our relationship has just built it. And it's probably tighter than ever it's been.
Who's your go-to guy on the team?
I'd probably say David Hobbs. He's my roommate, who I live with.
Similar hair, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's my guy. David Hobbs is my guy. I can't fake it. Yeah.
What do you like about David?
I like that David and us have, like, similar, like, childhoods, you know? Like, we kind of, like, all like the same stuff, you know? Like, we're big LeBron fans. And I see a cool guy, you know, like, you go around, like, I don't think anybody has anything bad about say about David, you know.
He is a genuine kid.
Oh, yeah, he is. So he, and we just really connected since we got to the program. When I got to the program, because I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of like, I ain't really talked to a lot of people when I first got here, you know. And David was for sure, like, probably one of the first dudes, like, I kind of, like, opened up to a little bit. So, like, I cherish our friendship heavily. For sure.
Do you find yourself opening up to more people, though?
A little bit, you know, but I locally just kind of, like, stay to myself, you know, and try to get stuff done. It's hard, kind of hard for me to open up in the facility, you know, because, see, when I'm in the facility, it's straight business, you know.
I've been fortunate enough to know most of these kids that come out here for a long time because of recruiting. You, though, I've known a little bit longer because of high school football.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm telling you, buddy, I'm super proud. Not that you need my praise, but I'm super proud of just kind of how you've matured and you know, just kept your nose down and just kind of the man you become. I mean, I think it's fantastic, sure. Kind of watching how you've kind of grown from high school kid to now.
Yeah, and again, I probably said this a lot, but again, it's just honestly a blessing, you know, that I am the man I am today, you know, and I'm only going to keep getting better, you know, because, I mean, I'm striving for greatness, you know, and my end goal is to be great, be one of the greatest players to come through Knoxville, Tennessee, University of Tennessee, eventually the nation, you know. So whenever that time comes, I mean, I know that I've officially, like, completed my end goal, you know.
All right, so each week on the show, I ask the person to pull out their phone, and I want you to call the one person you know. If you call them at any time, they will answer. Are we calling Hobbs, or are we calling somebody else? Is there somebody else that you're go to? You know, if you need anything, that person will answer at any time.
I said we call Hobbs. Let's
see what he has. All right, you got to put him on speaker.
Told you. One ring.
Dave, and it's Austin Price. We're taping the Vol Club Confidential, and I asked Deshaun to call the one person he knows he can count on to answer the phone, and you answered that third ring or something like that. So, pretty impressive, my man.
Third ring?
It was like first ring.
Was it first?
That's the first ring?
Okay, yeah. We'll give you first ring.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna answer every time.
Told you.
The pride of Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte Motor Speedway's finest.
Crazy way.
All right, man. Have a good night.
I see you, man. All right.
See you later.
So we went over to tape his commitment interview the day. It was actually the day Tennessee played South Carolina, which was not a good day. The day that Hendon got hurt in 22.
Yeah, he was telling me about that.
And you know, their school is literally right beside Charlotte Motor Speedway. Like, yeah. You can see the speedway from the football field, you know, which is pretty neat. What's something most people don't know about you?
I'd say a new hobby I've got into is kind of reading. And I think most people, like, that know me probably think I'm not a big reader at all. But I actually got into a lot of reading stuff and reading books. Like, I low-key bought a book, about two books, actually, like a couple weeks ago. And I've been reading those books and kind of have like a enjoyment of reading now.
I actually could see that just because you're so quiet, yeah. You know. It's kind of your way to, you know, kind of ease the mind.
Yeah, and just, I'm kind of a big cat guy, too.
Big cat guy.
Yeah.
I'd say most of your teammates are big dog guys, right?
Yeah, my dream cat is probably like a Maine Coon.
Where does that come from?
I really don't know. I remember, goes back to middle school, me getting a cat for like the first time, and like low-key like fell in love with it. It's kind of like, they're kind of like mysterious, you know?
Yeah.
And like, kind of resemblance to me, you know? Never know which story you're going to get out of them.
You feel like you're that way? You don't know what you're going to get out of Deshaun Bishop?
Yeah, I feel like people are always trying to figure me out, you know?
Oh, I agree with this. Yeah. 1,000%.
So, I mean, like I said, man, especially like how quiet I am, you know, I feel like that like triggers people, you know?
I remember talking to Coach Mac when you first got here, and I was like, how's Deshaun doing? He was like, well, he never talks. He's really quiet.
I read something where it said, the more you talk, the less you think.
Well, that means I don't think a whole lot then. Let's call that what it is. One place you'd like to go on a trip that you've never been to?
I say my dream place is Italy.
Why?
I don't know. I've seen Italy in my... It was brought up a couple of times in like high school, and ever since then it just looks beautiful, you know, like it just sticks with me, you know, everywhere I go, like anywhere talking about like places to go, like traveling, like I want to get like on a plane and go to just Italy and spend like a week there or something.
What's the one stadium that you've not played in that you really like to play in?
To be honest, I say the one coming up, you know, because I know, like, that's just going to be a crazy environment, especially with, like, College Game Day and being the first SEC game and Heupel being from there. So I think that's the game where I really want to play it and see. Well, when I play in it, see how what they're talking about in that real, like, real game environment.
We had Miles Kitzelman out on last week's show, and he talked about just the tight-knit unit that is the tight end room.
Yeah.
What's that running back room like?
I'd say it's about the same, you know. Those are the guys I kind of open up with a little more. And I mentioned in one of my interviews that we're going to have the best running back room in the country. And right now, me and Sam had the highest, like, PFF grade out of the whole SEC. So, I mean, I'd say we're pretty all pretty close to.
How much does he help you?
We mean
just like, Samson. I mean, even when he arrived, he was like a 40-year-old, like from a maturity standpoint, right? Yeah. So I mean, like he's like an old soul. So yeah. I mean, how does he help you? How has he helped you from a knowledge, work ethic, just you coming out of your shell? Because I mean, he's kind of a character.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I say from like outside of football is like where the biggest he probably. Biggest impact he has on me, you know, like his energy is like, even when he's not like all hyper and stuff like he is, like he still gives off like good energy, I feel like, and he knows like a lot of real world stuff, you know, and just some days like we'll just be talking, like I'll just listen to what he has to say because he has a good like perspective on the world, like it's kind of like what I have, you know, but he's probably like better explaining it than I would be, you know, if that makes sense.
No, it makes plenty of sense. When you guys are not playing football, not working out or practicing, what do you like to do? What are the extracurriculars? Is it just video games or is there more to it?
I'd probably say just a lot of manifestation. You know, just I'm in football mode now, so like it's that's all I'm thinking about, you know, thinking about Saturday, thinking about the plays I'm finna make on Saturday and like what's gonna happen on Saturday and thinking about what's gonna happen tomorrow during practice and stuff like that. So I say I really am like invested myself into this football and my craft, you know, like I kind of just kind of like lost in creating myself right now, you know, and like not really focused on the real world right now and like whatever they have, like whatever it has going on, you know, like I'm not on my phone a lot really anymore, like I don't really watch a lot of like TV shows and stuff, not like maybe like football stuff like that, like I'm to a point where like if I watch a movie, like I want a purpose out of it, you know, like life lessons, you know.
Favorite movie of all time, what? Go.
I'd probably say the Elvis movie.
Why? You got interest in Elvis.
Interest in Elvis. Especially for him being from Tennessee. That movie, like, it literally is, like, probably, like, the best movie I saw. I remember seeing it in theaters for, like, the first time. And just, like, his story and, like, how he was just, he embraced, like, being different. You know, and like that's the biggest thing that I liked about it, you know, because I see a lot of myself like that. Like, I could relate to that, you know, because everybody wanted him to be this way, and everybody was trying to change him and to please like what people wanted to see, you know. And he was all about doing what he loved and like what he believed in, and that's why I like that a lot about Elvis.
Well, from the king of rock and roll to the king of Carnes, and he keeps playing the way he's been playing, maybe the king of Knoxville. Deshaun, man, we appreciate you coming out, man. Good to try to come.
Coming in, man.